Jordan hadn't said anything to anyone yet, but he was beginning to feel somewhat depressed. For all his time in the castle, he hadn't really accomplished anything. All right, he'd helped Jordy find his mother, and he'd helped stop an outbreak of the Unreal, but that wasn't what he was here for. He was supposed to be taking the pressure off Prince Victor and his conspirators so that they could get on with searching for the missing crown and seal. Instead, all he'd done was attract unwelcome attention, while the crown and seal remained as elusive as ever.
Prince Victor!
Jordan strode ahead of his people, his head bowed and his brow furrowed in thought.
Prince Victor!
Your Highness, it's rude to ignore those speaking to you.
Hmm? Oh. terribly sorry, Stuart. I was miles away.
I understand. I'm sure you've got a lot on your mind at the moment. Look, I need to talk to you, Victor. Right now, in private. It's very important, I promise you.
Jordan glanced at Sir Gawain, who shrugged imperceptibly. Jordan knew what he meant. Of all the people he'd met at Castle Midnight, Taggart was the only one who'd struck him as being at all trustworthy, but he couldn't honestly say he knew her well enough to be sure of it. She could be bait for a trap set by Lewis or Dominic. They'd love to get him off on his own, away from his protectors. But after all the intrigues and mixed loyalties, Jordan felt an overwhelming need to trust someone, and it might as well be the steward.
All right, then. Where did you have in mind? It would have to be somewhere rather private, but safe. Nasty cold you've got there, Roderick. I'd take something for that if I was you.
If I might remind your Highness, there are urgent matters awaiting your attention. Whatever the steward has to say, I'm sure it can wait.
No, it can't. There's a room just down the corridor where we can talk, Victor.
Very well. Gawain, you come with me. You can stand guard outside the door while the steward and I are talking. The rest of you stay here and block off both ends of this corridor. No one gets in or out until we're finished. Try and keep alert. Lewis or Dominic would quite happily kill all of you just to get a chance at killing me.
Taggart led the way to an unobtrusive door tucked away in a shadowy corner.
I will wait here, sire.
Thanks.
The room was small and bare, and the walls smelled strongly of fresh whitewash. The only light came from a single candle stub burning in a wall holder. Jordan let his hand drift casually closer to his sword. He trusted Taggart, but there was no point in being foolish. Taggart looked uncertainly at Jordan, as though wondering exactly where to start.
Just say it right out. I don't think either of us have much patience with diplomatic language.
You've changed a lot since you went into exile, Victor. You weren't a bad sort before for a prince, but after you met Elizabeth and she threw you over, you just fell apart at the seams. No offense.
None taken. I understand.
At the time, I thought you'd become as bad as your brothers. There's a well-established streak of instability in your family, you know. Comes from all that inbreeding for blood in the old days. King Malcolm used to think about that a lot. It worried him. We talked quite a bit, your father and I, after my father died. I suppose because my dad and I were the only people in the court who didn't play politics. We never have. Our job is too important for that. Anyway, the point is, your father trusted me. He told me where to look for his will if anything should happen to him. So when he died, suddenly I followed his directions, took the will, and kept it. I agreed with the regent. You see, I thought neither you nor your brothers were fit to be king. And then I saw you, fighting beside me in the court and again in the West Wing, and I knew I'd been wrong about you. I'm sorry, Victor. Here's the will. It's yours.
She reached into her pocket and brought out a single polished ruby. It gleamed darkly on her palm like a single great drop of blood. Jordan looked at Taggart for a long moment, and then took the jewel from her. Their eyes met, and she shrugged and smiled, suddenly embarrassed.
You stood up well in the West Wing, Victor. Not everyone can cope with the Unreal. It takes more than ordinary courage. You were scared half out of your mind, but you didn't let it stop you. You charged ahead because it was your duty. I've never listened to the will myself, but I suppose it contains instructions on where to find the crown and seal. If anyone's going to wear the crown, Victor, I'd rather it was you. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Sir Gawain looked into the room.
Everything all right?
Yes. She gave me this.
He held up the ruby, and Gawain nodded slowly.
Malcolm's will. You must have made quite an impression on the steward, Your Highness. I haven't known her to blush and go all tongue-tied since she was in pigtails. Now we'd better get back to the others. I don't like us being off on our own away from the guards, and I think the sooner we've got that will in a safe place, the better.
Understood.
He slipped the ruby into one of the hidden pockets in his sleeve. The jewel felt strangely warm, its heat pulsing against his arm like a living thing. He walked out into the corridor and joined Gawain, and only then realized he hadn't even thanked the steward. He looked quickly up and down the corridor, but Taggart was nowhere to be seen. Jordan frowned. The steward had placed a great deal of trust in him by giving him the will, because she believed the kingdom would be safe in his hands. But it wouldn't be him on the throne. That fell to Victor. And Prince Victor was rather different from the man who was currently playing him. Admittedly, it was hard to tell how different. The man had been deathly ill for some time, and invalids were notorious for their bad tempers. And yet, Jordan began to wonder if he'd done the right thing in letting Sir Gawain know he had the will. Gawain was a good man, no doubt about that, but at bottom, the knight was still bound by his oath of loyalty to Victor. And Jordan was becoming increasingly unsure as to whether Victor was worthy of such loyalty.